is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Your cast, last, now everybody go talk breakfast.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, John West Shoes, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyro.
The Thursday, January 12th edition. The Talking Heads is on and popping donuts, location, getting it in and getting it on. And like I said, it's Thursday, short week, smack dab in the middle to shorten it for us. Tomorrow, you know, we'll be back in studio doing big things. But like I said, always good to get out and about. And it's the first remote of the new year. And no better place to be than Dunkin', because you know we love to run on Dunkin' on Talking Heads. And Dunkin's doing big things. Don't forget, they still got the flavors of the holiday going on. All right, so you can still get your lattes, your peppermint mocha, your white chocolate, and, of course, your brown sugar cookie. Definitely take advantage of that. It's all good. So, and they're available for at all of your Dunkin' Donuts locations. All right, not just East Street, downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Burnett Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, where we're at right now. Carmichael, the newest location, and at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin', because you know the on. So definitely take advantage of all that's going on. And don't forget the remix of the Dunkin' Donuts refix of that holiday classic, the turkey sandwich. You got the sliced turkey with the Swiss cheese, the arugula, served up on that flaky croissant with cranberry and mustard. It's all good. Get it as a combo with the popcorn corners and that iced tea, $9 VAT included, all right? But let's jump on in. Of course, you know, open the lines and we'll keep them open today for you. That's how we always do it when we're the headliners, who are always making headlines in the 242, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads in short order. But right now, I just got to remind you how you get it in and how you get it on. Phone lines are open, 323-6232. 325-4316, 326-4259. Phone lines are open, so you can chime on in. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. So definitely, you know, text me away. Let me know what's going on. Let me know, you know, how you feel on some of the things we're going to be talking about today. So let's turn into the headliners right about now. Who are us making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrival in stock right now at both locations of Fine Threads. All right. You got the Top of the Hill, Mackey Street location. And, of course, you have, which is the flagship store. And, of course, the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both those locations open for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And, of course, you can always do shopping online simply by logging on to finethreads.com. Finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, arrange for pickup, and any of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right, here we go. Here's what's blazing up the pages of the National News and Views that Matter since 1844. And as we look at the big headline, it's coming out of the courts. Chief Justice, attacks on the courts unhelpful. Sir Ian says many reasons for trial delays. Now, boy, I tell you, and you gotta talk very, you know, cautiously about the judiciary. But while acknowledging that criminal trials are now taking longer than they used to, Chief Justice Sir Ian Winder yesterday dismissed attacks on the judiciary, adding that there are many reasons beyond the control of judges that lead to the delays plaguing the court system. Quoted as saying, it's unhelpful to attack the judiciary and suggest that the courts are responsible for all that ails the criminal justice system, or that we are not completing trials, said Sir Ian during the opening of the legal year held at the Point in downtown Nassau became the main Supreme Court building, while the main Supreme Court building is under renovations. Not only is the suggestion wholly inaccurate, It ignores the known realities in the criminal courts and in our country, end quote. So Justice Wanda setting the record straight. And I have to tentatively agree with Justice Wanda to a point. And that is, there are other mitigating factors that go along with trial delays in this country. It is not just the judiciary. However, when it comes to sentencing guidelines and so on and so forth, we might need to make some amendments there. We might need to look at some things there. However, there are mitigating factors. Yes, sometimes it is the judiciary. Sometimes it is the court system. Other times it's the police force. Other times it's legal teams that are posturing. So you have to take into consideration all the factors. But do we need to improve getting suspects and offenders to trial rapidly and on time? Yes. A suggestion to eliminate some of the backlog is CCTV right there at the Department of Corrections and via closed circuit TV. Do your hearings. It eliminates the back and forth. It eliminates the time delays in getting them to court and from court. You can expedite the process much faster. You've seen it done in courts all over the world. Some even run 24 hours so that the process is sped right up. Maybe we need to look at adding that to the slate. Maybe that will speed up the process and eliminate some of the things that cause delays. We have to look at it for what it is. And we have to, at the end of the day, want a legal system that's effective and that functions and that puts out the right kind of results. We don't want it to be a backlog because, you know, when a backlog comes, sometimes, you know, you end up having cases dismissed if they're adjourned too many times. Or by the time a sentencing phase is reached, a suspect has been held waiting trial for so long. So for a trial for so long that at the end of the day, you have to look at what goes in. You have people being held awaiting trial. Then when they're sentenced, well, time served. While you were waiting trial, that kind of adds up to what you could have been sentenced. So at the end of the day, and remember the show Night Court? That was one of the greatest comedies ever. I mean, maybe we don't need a judge like the judge at Night Court, but we could definitely use Moose as the bailiff for sure, and a couple of those other characters. That was a decent show. Can you imagine Bohemian Night Court on cable? That would be a classic. That would be a hit. Your Honor, sir. Your Honor, ma'am. Some other headlines. Government has committed $17 million to settle outstanding disputes. Story by Candia Dames. And, of course, this is one you have to wrap your head around and just say why. Obviously, have not closed some of these loopholes on our books that allow for these settlements to occur. Obviously, we still have issues that there are infractions being made against members of the public that, of course, for settlements. $17 million, all right? Now, quoted as saying, in an effort to ensure that justice is done in an efficient, effective manner, the Office of the Attorney General determines to settle cases where the facts and law support settlement and to remove unnecessary disputes from the court's calendar, Campbell said. Also, in an attempt to settle outstanding disputes, the government has committed $17 million toward this effort, and the litigation team is working tirelessly to conclude these matters. $17 million? We've had that many incidents that we owe $17 million in settlements? Now, what I find very interesting in all of this, too, in the opening of the legal year, or the legal calendar, at the point, why was Mr. Campbell speaking in place of the attorney? Shouldn't the attorney general have been at the opening of the legal year? We've heard from him up until recently. I guess, you know, to put it quite frankly, we haven't heard from him since the SBF, FTX, Manoa really hit the fan. He's been on silent mode. So while I appreciate Mr. Campbell delivering the information and knowing where we stand to the point that we have to spend $17 million of taxpayers' money settling incidents, outstanding incidents, just makes one scratch one head. With AG And why are we 15 million in settlements? So we've had to pay, that we need to do a better job in dealing with this community as well as policing it. It's unclear whether a settlement was reached with Assistant Commissioner of Police Ken Strawn, who also sued the government and whose case was pending at last report. Well, we have to also say that, you know, we have to look at our new Commissioner of Police, Mr. Clayton Fernanda, and Deputy Commissioner of Police, Mr. Lemon Devilevo as well. They sued the government as well, not too long before their appointments. And then again, a Freedom of Information Act would be nice, because I'd like to know how much you got in that settlement. I have no problem with you being the chief of police. However, as a taxpayer, I'd like to know how much we actually paid you and paid Mr. Delavo and Mr. Strawn. I mean, when will the details of the settlements be made public? And we want to know where our money has gone to the T. So if Mr. got, for example, hypothetically, $100,000, I'd like to know it was $100,000 that went there. And if $200,000 and change went elsewhere, I need to know. It is our business. It's our money at the end of the day. It is the bottom line. We are the bottom line. And if you're going to put taxes and restrictions and bear the burden of running society and finding money for society on the backs of the middle class and the poor, then questions will be asked. Questions will be asked. And it seems like a lot of questions were brought out of the opening of the legal calendar. Bahamas Bar Association President Khalil Parker, Queens Counsel, yesterday used his address at the opening of the legal year ceremony to demand transparency through the full implementation of the Freedom of Information Act. Mr. Bar Association, Mr. President Khalil Parker, you have a spot on Talking Heads. Whenever you want a platform to talk about the Freedom of Information Act, sir, you have a platform on this show. We are brothers in arms on this. So definitely, I'm glad that something was said. And very poignant what he said. The Bahamas Bar Association has consistently urged and demanded a public commitment to transparency. Full implementation of the Freedom of Information Act is no longer merely an aspiration. Instead, it represents the bare minimum required to demonstrate a true commitment to transparency and delivering to the Bahamian people the meaningful right to scrutiny they deserve. Imagine having to ask for transparency over an act that's supposed to help us get transparency. How ironic. Oh, the irony. Only in the Bahamas. Only in the 242. Further said, Mr. Parker further said, full implementation of the Freedom of Information Act is not, we also welcome the government's commitment to addressing the longstanding and vexing issue of the discriminatory and arbitrary treatment of the children of Bahamians and their accesses to Bahamian citizenship, which is their birthright. And for the avoidance of any doubt, there is no place for rape in either Bahamian society or marriages. Transparency, accountability, citizenship, and marital rape have all been major issues featured in debates in various public spheres. And I am very glad at the opening of the legal year that Bahamas Bar Association President Khalil Parker KC addressed these issues. And again, glad to see some members in society addressing these issues more ferociously and voraciously than our own government. Why? That is the million-dollar question. But I digress. All right. So, as we slide out of the headliners, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. We've got a few things else to look at. New industrial agreement for airport workers after 8 years. Okay. And Kwesi Thompson, click to clear integration hurting customs brokers. Something we need to look at, too. And we talked about that potential app to replace click to clear that's being, you know, implemented. And some of the effects that it have. And we spoke about that weeks ago. And here we are again, bringing it up again. We need to get Mr. Thompson back on the show. And let's talk to him about that. Because that seems to be something that's brewing, especially in the customs broker community. All right. Let's get into the buzz right now. All brought to you, of course, by John. John reminds you, new arrivals Monday and Tuesday. And, of course, a wide selection for men, women, and children. Formal, casual, athletic, and John's now has small home appliances and cookware as well at both locations. John's Plaza Carmichael, and the flagship store over there on Rosetta. So be sure to check them out today. And remember, at John's, serving you is a pleasure. All right, two things that are buzzing still today, people. Lady Pinden Gate, majority ruled a gate. And, of course, a lot of people still talking about, where's the $17 million? We've committed $17 million in settlements. How many infractions, how many violations, how many lawsuits have we lost? The people, or people versus the government, to the tune of $17 million? Like, really? How many mess-ups, how many FUBAR moments do we have to have? Do we end up having to pay out $17 million in settlements? That's number one. Number two, furthermore, we definitely have to look at majority rule gate. And that's what I'm calling it, majority day or majority rule day gate. Because what I'm seeing right now and what I'm hearing in the follow-up is amazing. I don't know how one could try to defend the indefensible or put a spin on it. At the end of the day, Lady Pinden deserves an apology. The spin being put on it, oh, she's disgruntled about her daughter, Monique, not being able to run in the last election. That is a spin, okay? Lady Pinden has had issues with this long before Tuesday gone, okay? It is no secret that Mr. Mitchell has had an issue with the Pinden family long before Tuesday gone, okay? So at the end of the day, don't put a spin on it to justify the out of line conduct and behavior of the nation's top diplomat. Remember, the Minister of Foreign Affairs. If anybody should know protocol, if anybody should know diplomacy, should be Mr. Mitchell. As much as he's in love with the politics and of politics, the pomp and the circumstance of it, he should know. And at the end of the day, if you have a living national treasure like Lady Pinden, like Dame Marguerite, who has had her hands in the building of this nation, whether you like it or not, you cannot disrespect, discredit, or downplay her achievements and her contributions, and she has every right to be there. You want to use her husband's legacy to promote your party, okay? And a party, the way that it's been governing over the last 10 years, two terms that it's been in power, quite frankly, will have Mr. Sir Lyndon rolling in his grave, because it is not even close to the PLP that he established and he helped put on the map and bring to prominence. There was others before him, but he took the torch from them and got it where it needed to be. You cannot deny that. That's history. So at the end of the day, if you're going to use his memory and his legacy to your advantage, then I hate to say it like this, damn Skippy, you need to have Dame Marguerite on the program and officially invite her. And if I were in her position, I'd crash the party too and say what I had to say. At the end of the day, you're dealing with a family and people's loved ones. Take the politics out of it, okay? And accept it for what it is. We need members of our governing party and our government officials to have a little bit of couth and decorum and good old-fashioned common sense. Know better, do better. If you print up an invitation not inviting Dame Marguerite, you make it seem like it's your personal event, Mr. Mitchell, for you to have another opportunity to pontificate solo, because I swear you have a fixation with microphones in front of you. Let me tell you, not everybody is into hearing that drivel. Yes, the drivel. That's what it is, Mr. Mitchell. For a long time, you've been bringing nothing to the table except for a drivel. And you want to talk about age and stage? You're at that age and stage, being a septuagenarian, that people should question your antics and actions as well. See, being a comedian, I know how to pass off, you know, little innuendo and little insults in the form of humor and a little highbrow like you tried to do yesterday, but everybody saw right through it. Age and stage, you know what it was getting at. Now, if people would make fun of your age and stage, and we can, you'd be all in your feelings. All over your little social media pages, all over, you know, your little social media aliases that you hide behind, John O. Smith, you know, they're dropping your three o'clock in the morning voice notes. Listen, a long time people have ignored them because you brought nothing to the table. If you want to so passionately be a leader, then lead and do it the right way. Don't do it in the underhanded manner you've become famous for. And building up the reputation of being very insulting and very disrespectful to people who preceded you. Okay? Now, you know, allegedly you know how to get your information out. And we know how you do it. And then you hide behind your keyboard, you could put, you know, you could lay lumber. You could put out some of the best visceral ever. But why don't you stop that? Why don't you turn from the Grinch into somebody nice, man? And give some kudos where they belong genuinely. You came off very disingenuous. And I think you have to choose too, Mr. Mitchell, which hat do you wearing? Chairman of the party or MP for Fox Hill and Minister of Foreign Affairs? Which one are you going to wear? Because obviously the burden of wearing two at your age and stage is having an effect on you and indirectly having an effect on the PRP party. So, you know, before you start throwing stones at glass houses, Mr. Mitchell, you know, pull a page out of Mr. Miyagi's book. Wax on, wax off. If you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. But remember, when you live in a glass house, you shouldn't throw stones. That's all I'm saying about that one. Now, as far as the settlements go, listen, I'm getting some texts, and I cannot tell you a word of lie. 17 million. 17 million. Boy, I got to say what's up to my good friend, Terry Miller, and the crew from Bash. Terry, I'm on remote, man. You calling me on my phone. I can't talk. I can't answer. So text me. Let's check out some of the texts, though, who have chimed in, what we talked about so far. Naughty, tell the Chief Justice to stop making excuses. This has been a problem for decades. Apparently, no one in our judiciary and governments are too smart. Majority rule snafu is a tempest in a teacup. The elephant in the room today is Lanisha Rome, whom you're not so surprised indeed. Give me a chance to mention it. But obviously, what can we mention? That Ms. Rowe was taken into custody along with her husband, as said so by the Commissioner of Police, Mr. Fernanda. There has been no update since then. So what do you need me to elaborate on about that? And I know this texter is. This is my good PLP texter in the yellow spectacles. I could always tell how you come with your distractions, you know. Yeah, I don't see you coming with your SBF, FTX foolishness no more, though. That's good stuff, though. That's really good stuff. Okay. If you sue my company, I'm sorry. I can't have you working for me. Retire and ride into the sunset. And yes, how much did we pay them? Great show as usual. You all just realized Fred disrespectful. Fred been disrespectful. You forgot he liked to ask people if they smell their top lip. The PLP just mad because now his disrespect was turned on them. But you must be a real fan of politics, man, because you know that is Mr. Mitchell's favorite saying. You smell your top lip. Where is Mr. Carl Belford when you need him? Remember that fracas and fray they had in the Senate? That was a good one. Naughty, you're also talking about transparency. Most of our relationships with our spouse ain't transparent, and we want the police to be transparent. Y'all got to get real. Well, my relationship is transparent. So, yeah, damn Skippy, the police need to be transparent, too. And you should work on some transparency and stop accepting, blurriness. Make sure you see it crystal clear. Naughty, did you ask any of the PRP written in the graveyard, Venmo 357 or 0234? Jesus Lord, look where y'all going today. Naughty, age and stage is a code for old and senile. Mitchell was out of order per usual. Naughty, I believe the COP got $17 million in that settlement. I believe he got about $17 million. I think so. But y'all having fun today, and that's good. I mean, sometimes maybe you have to laugh at some things. If not, you'll cry. But I do think, President of the Bar Association, Casey Kilo Parker, yes, very much on point. We need that Freedom of Information Act. We need it desperately on multiple levels to hold multiple entities accountable. And I still don't know that 17 million men. I do. No, I don't want to hit nobody up who got a settlement and ask them to buy me lunch. I just would like to know where our money went. That's all. But anyway, we're going to get to the first break right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. The Thursday, January 12th edition will continue right after the break. We are live, Duncan, East Street South location, getting it in and getting it on. And on the flip side of the break, we'll wrap up the buzz brought to you by John Shoes. We'll check out the global warming. We'll see another planet in 60 seconds or less, brought to you by KFC Nassau. I'll open the phone lines up on my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, and we'll get you ready for Cuban Release Numerology Report at the bottom of the hour, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. All that's going down on the flip side of the break right after this. Don't touch it.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger licking good.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Fidelity is concerned about your financial health as much as we're concerned about your physical health. We have free online banking, helpful management staff. Come and start your relationship today. Fidelity. We're good for you.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Dunkin' has a new twist on an old holiday favorite. The Dunkin' Turkey Cranberry Sandwich layers sliced deli turkey, Swiss cheese, fresh crisp arugula on a flaky buttery croissant, all topped with mustard and cranberry sauce. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Turkey Cranberry Sandwich combo includes a bag of crispy popcorners and a freshly brewed iced tea for only $9 plus VAT. Tis the season. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Your cars, last. Everybody go to breakfast.
Shiloh.
the Thursday, January 12th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We're live, Dunkin' Donuts, East Street South location. And if y'all didn't think I got me a donut on the break, my name ain't naughty. So, I had to finish chewing it. I don't want to talk to you with my mouth full. You know, other people like to do their show eating and thing, man. That's them. On me. Mm-mm. No sir. So, let's get into it. Wrapping up the buzz by John Shoes. Just remind you that John's both locations now have small home appliances and cookware available for you. So check them out. In addition to all the goodness that they offer, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store on Rosetta. Be sure to check them out today. Now let's get up into the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And listen, KFC done it again. Man, they hooking you up. You hungry for deals? Discover the genius menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good. With deals starting at $5. Try the KFC one-piece snack box, the Wow Box, or the Mega Box, filled with all your KFC favorites, waiting on you at your favorite KFC location for takeout or drive-thru. And remember, the drive-thrus at KFC open and frying until midnight. So, got ample opportunity to get your finger licking on. Listen, brain teaser people, you know we don't do brain teaser when I'm on remote. Now, tomorrow I'll be in studio. We'll double up the prizes. We'll do it again. And then remember next week, new rules for the new year. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, free for all. Phone lines, text lines, that's how you answer. On Tuesday and Thursday, phone lines only. And that's how it could be. And texters, I know you all unruly bad. You all could text me Tuesday and Thursday, but ain't nothing happening. If you don't hit me on the phone lines, you're not going to win. That's how that goes. All right, so let's see what's heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. Like I said, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Where do we start? Jeff Beck, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame guitarist for the Yardbirds, has died. He was 78. Did you know that 48-year-old Hillary Swank, you remember Hillary Swank? She's expecting twins, and she's 48. Yeah. Ki-Hoo Kwan won a Best Supporting Actor award at the Golden Globes the other night for his performance in Everything Everywhere All at Once. That's a long way from the cute kid who hung out with Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom movie. If you remember the face, that's the little kid from the Temple of Doom movie. We talked about it last week, right here on Talking Heads, and here you go. He's a winner this week. All right, just days after announcing she was going to skip this year's Australian Open, Naomi Osaka announced that she's pregnant with her first child and she'll return to the tour post-delivery. Mackenzie Scott, the ex-wife of billionaire Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, has reportedly finalized her second divorce after just 1 year of marriage to a chemistry teacher at her kid's upscale private school. Kevin Costner says that he and his wife were planning on attending the Golden Globes. She even had a dress picked out, but due to all the flooding near his home, he had to take the kids out of school and head for higher ground. And there is no winner in the Mega Millions on Tuesday. So they're going to try it again on Friday. The jackpot is now $1.35 billion. And finally, Bad Bunny and Korean pop group Blackpink will headline the Coachella Music Festival this April. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. Weekend one of the festival will take place April 14th through the 16th. Weekend two on April 21st through 23rd. And that's a wrap right there on your global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Now, let me get up into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, because you know I runs on Dunkin'. And Dunkin's still doing big things. Like I told you, they still got the flavors of the season going on. So you can still get the lattes that you love so much, the flavored lattes, the peppermint mocha, the toasted white chocolate, and the new brown sugar cookie all available for you. In addition to that, they got a new twist on an old holiday favorite, the new Dunkin' Turkey Cranberry Sandwich. Layers of sliced deli turkey, Swiss cheese, arugula on a flaky croissant topped with mustard and cranberry sauce. Made all day long, the new Dunkin' Turkey Cranberry Sandwich combo includes a bag of crispy popcorn and a freshly brewed iced tea for only $9, VAT included. So you can't beat that with a stick. Now, Now, see, listen here. You all need to stop. Let me say this again to you all. Listen, Bahamas. All right? Here we go. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you can call or text. Tuesdays and Thursdays, phone calls only. All right? Now we good. And that starts on Monday. Okay? Because we had the short week, the holiday, so I gave you a chance to get hooked up and, you know, acclimated with the new rules. Because that's how it's going to be starting next week. But as we are here at Dunkin', I got to remind you, not just Dunkin' East Street South. You also have Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Bernard Road with the drive-thru, East Street South, where we're at live with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running Dunkin'. All right, let's check the text lines again. Y'all got known textations going on. All right. I got a couple of things to hit you with. Let me just check the text lines real quick. Naughty, Allison Maynard Gibson was the only one who said, I am here to talk about women, a.k.a. no comment. Should one cue the track, Coolio's Gangsta Paradise? Boy, text us, y'all. Oh, y'all got jokes today. Admission price for what? Naughty. Dallas 7, Giants 3. You know, they ain't playing yet. Are you trying to allude that Dallas could win this week and the Giants could win this week and Cowboys can beat y'all 7-3? Is that what you're alluding to? Some crazy text today, boy. Naughty, how come Lanisha Rowe in the police custody again? What did she do again? Unfortunately, we've only had a statement from the commissioner of police, Mr. Fernandez, saying that her and her husband are in police custody. And there's been nothing updated since. Now, we don't know if she's been questioned and released. I don't know if she's been questioned or detained. We're trying to find that information out for you right now. Mr. Producer, spin around to the newsroom and see if there's any updates for me and get it to me if there are. As you know, we are live at Dunkin' on remote today. Naughty good news. There's no killing in Eleuthera, my future place of mental peace and stability, where I'm going to retire free of crime. Please, Nasuvians, find another island to go to. I claim Eleuthera. That island, like Columbus, is for me. Go discover San Salvador or somewhere else. But listen, Texter, my grandpa was from North Palmetto Point, Eleuthera. So as a descendant of the Thompsons, I got rights to Eleuthera. So you got to say, man, you and me and MJ and the boys and your family and my family retired to Eleuthera. Stay out. You know what I mean? All right. Naughty, if I win that money, Eleuthera, we're going to be lit. For you and your Eleuthera. Naughty, you think this is a game? We Texans are going to abide by those rules. We're not going to abide those rules. We're going to text every day and expect to win. We're Bahamians. What do you expect? When I say I have the biggest and best listeners in the world, y'all prove me right every day. Good stuff, man. Good first hour, folks. Getting it in, getting it on. 4:56, we're going to take the second commercial break, and then we're going to get into, you know, the 5 o'clock hour. We got the news coming up, and then the 5 o'clock hour, Earl the Pearl will be in the building. We'll be talking some sports, and while I'm looking at my Twitter account, guess who's on Twitter? How SPF get to be texting? My God, RAG ain't said nothing on Twitter for weeks, and SPF all over the place talking about. Wait, FTX definitely wasn't spending $180 million a year on Amazon delivery cost. I think your units are probably off somewhere there. How much you were spending on food here, though, Sam? I want to know that. And, Sam, I can text you in a minute. You better answer back because I called BS on the peanut butter story, okay? Stop lying. You was a vegan. You was trying to say they didn't have no vegan food, so you had to eat peanut butter. I just want to let you know. You was in a very swanky part of the new portion of that correctional facility. It was good. You had your own toilet. No slop bucket. You had a cot to lay on. You had all that good stuff. And if you would have found some of the Rastafarian community while you were there, you would have found some idle, vital food. And you'd have had your vegan supplement covered. You know? Because obviously, you know, Sam is a hard vegan. You know, he loves that vegan food. He'll spend a ton of money on vegan food. Okay? So I guess the peanut butter was the closest thing he could have got to vegan food. All right? So, yeah. No, but Sam, if you don't know what I'm talking about, Sam was all over Twitter earlier in the week saying that he survived on only peanut butter in the Bahamas correctional facilities. You know, in Fox Hill, all he had was peanut butter. And I don't believe that. I believe Sam got the hookup. I believe for a couple of autographs, Sam had some Doritos, had a hot potty, had a Vitamalt. Heck, I hear Sam even had KFC. I hear when Three Piece Spicy was drop off for Sam. He eat the coleslaw, but he didn't eat the chicken. That's what I heard. Okay? So I need to know. But, you know, Sam was living good. If that was me or you, we'd have been happy to get peanut butter. Without no cracker. Naughty, are you ready for this smoke? Us Texas coming on Tuesday and Thursday for our prizes. Listen here, you all come on Tuesday and Thursday and come get your things. Watch and see. Let me save these numbers now. All right, Mr. Producer, let's get to the second break and then straight to the news. We're live dunking East Street South and the Thursday, January 12th edition of Talking Heads will continue right after the news, right after this.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Center, South America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Is your 2023 goal to move into your own home? Well, future homeowner, enjoy another payday. Build or buy a home with financing from CIBC First Caribbean, and you'll receive cash back every month for 1 year. A home is one of your greatest investments, so secure one soon. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/homeowners payday for more info. Offer valid from January 9 through to March 31, 2023. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Your cast, last. Now everybody go to breakfast.
The Thursday, January 12th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. 5.05 p.m. is the time. And like we do every day in the 5 o'clock hour, we set it off with today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the 04 Chauvin Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. Don't forget happy hour every Wednesday, every Friday at Naughty Johnny's, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And always something good going on. Great cocktails, great food. Give them a call. See what they got going on for you all weekend long. 377-7776. All right, on this day, January 12th in sports history, 1906, and we got a lot for you today. What a lot of events on this day. 1906, the forward pass was legalized by the Football Rules Committee in the NFL, or in football. 1921, Kennesaw Mountain Landis became the first commissioner of baseball. 1946, the Cleveland Rams were granted permission to move to Los Angeles. 1958, Major League Baseball players Stan Musial and Johnny Padres were guests on the Ed Sullivan Show. 1960, Dolph Schayes of the Syracuse Nationals became the first pro basketball player in the NBA to score more than 15,000 career points. 1966, Red Auerbach won his 1,000th game as coach of the Boston Celtics. 1969, the New York Jets defeated the Baltimore Colts 16-7 in Super Bowl III. It was the first victory for an AFL team over an NFL team and was considered a huge upset. This was the first time the Super Bowl was officially used as the name for the game. 1993, it was announced that Mario Lemieux had Hodgkin's disease. All right. In 1999, Mark McGwire's 70th home run ball was sold at auction in New York for $3 million to an anonymous bidder. 2000, Charlotte Hornets guard Bobby Fields was killed in a car crash during a drag race right outside the stadium. Very sad situation there. Bobby Fields was a good dude. 2002, Brendan Shanahan of the Detroit Red Wings got his 1,000th career point in a 5-2 win over the Dallas Stars. 2004, Cam Meadey's number 8 was retired by the Boston Bruins. And finally, in 2016, the NFL approved St. Louis Rams owner Stan Kroenke's plan to move the Rams back to Los Angeles, California. Also, news in today, sad news, ex-USC star Charles White is dead at the age of 64. He was the 1979 Heisman Trophy winner. And Ja Morant, you see why I like Ja Morant? And I'll tell you, man, this is a good little story. Ja gives an 11-year-old girl jersey and sneakers. Now, he had signed a ball, and the signed ball was stolen. And apparently this young lady is a huge Ja Morant fan. And after he found out that her ball was stolen, he gave a game one jersey and Ja one sneakers. And obviously that's his new line, the first in his line from Wednesday night showdown against the Spurs. Ellie Hughes, an 11-year-old Grizzlies fan and huge Ja Morant fan, was at the game, at the Grizzlies-Spurs game on Monday night, and was trying to get Ja's attention when she laid the signed basketball down. When Ellie looked back up, the basketball was gone. Ellie has been to every Grizzlies home game with her grandfather since she was 5, and the ball had a ton of sentimental value since she's been collecting signatures from players after the games. And this coming from ActionNews5.com in Memphis. And, of course, the Hughes family was at the forum Wednesday night, and Ja Morant did his thing, all right? And that's another reason why I like Ja. He reminds me of Kobe in more ways than one, on the court and off the court. There's nothing Kobe wouldn't do for a kid. Or a child fan, and there's nothing Ja wouldn't do either. So definitely, you know, props to him. And listen, Dolphin fans, Tua got issues with the concussions. Well, on this date today, the Raiders are saying goodbye to Derek Carr. They're working out a trade. He's going to be involved in it due to his no-trade clause in his contract. But his time in Las Vegas with the Raiders and the Raiders franchise is done. And, of course, you know, Miami, that might be an option, could be an option. All right, I think Carr has a lot of football left in him. I think he has a lot to prove. So let's see where he ends up. But that's a wrap on today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And on another note, if you get a chance, because the video has now been released and it's out, the whole situation with Odell Beckham Jr. and the plane video, listen, that is, you need to watch it and see it for what it is. But I'm telling you, I feel for OBJ. He was on a flight with 3 flight attendants that were all named Karen. I swear. All right. And he had some other people on there. But at the end of the day, if you're a young athlete, especially an African-American athlete, and you decide to wear your hoodie and your shorts because you can and you're entitled to and you have every right to, I guess some people in first class will have an issue with it. Maybe the stewardesses as well, or the flight attendants as well. But it was blown way out of proportion. I stand with OBJ, okay? I stand with his approach. I stand with his what he stood for and how he represented himself. I don't think there was anything wrong. I think it was a case blown way out of proportion. And the whole video that I saw, he had all his clothes on. So according to some reports that his pants were off and this, that blown way out of proportion. But there it is again. And I will tell you, if he decides to take legal recourse in this, he stands a chance to win some serious money. Because he was definitely targeted. He was definitely, you know, profiled in a way. And he should not have to go through that. Should not have to go through that at all. Very sad situation. He should be able to travel in whatever he wants to wear. That's what I, and why I use the word sad, is because in 2023, three flight attendants shouldn't say a man didn't have on his pants, he was being disorderly, when obviously he was clearly asleep in his seat. He wasn't messing with anybody. And to say that he was unresponsive, he was asleep. Now, trust me, from my time of doing road gigs in comedy, sometimes when you sit in that plane after a long run, you just want to sit down and you want to sleep. You want to tune everybody out. And that doesn't make you unresponsive. That means you sleep and you're not checking for anybody. And I think that was the reason why he was in first class. He wanted the comfort of first class and the privacy so he could just chill out, catch his flight, be where he needed to be. I think it was blown out of proportion by the flight attendants. And then, you know, I'm not going to get up and leave. I'm not going to move if I feel that I'm being, you know, harassed and I'm being singled out and I'm being profiled. And if that means the whole first class has to disembark the plane, go ahead and disembark the plane. And if you have a problem disembarking the plane, talk to the flight attendants who caused this with their stupid antics. But if I'm going to be inconvenienced, guess what? Everybody else can be inconvenienced too. And what I love about Odell, he told everybody as they walked off all upset, listen, I'm going to be on private in 40 minutes and at home in an hour, and you're still going to be in this airport moaning and complaining because you're acting like some idiot flight attendants. So check it out. Formulate your own opinion. But I think the whole OBJ situation was blown way out of proportion, entirely out of proportion, much to do about nothing. And now let's check out the local sports scene. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. It's time for the home court. And that meat whopper at Burger King Nassau is off the chain. Get that combo today. And be sure you got options. You can get it, you know, the meat whopper, or you can get it plant-based as well. And it's still all good. So a couple of the local highlights. Career night for Hunter. This out of basketball. And we're talking about Bahamian Sammy Hunter, who plays over there at the University of Akron for the Akron Zips. He's out a career-high 19 points and helping the Zips record his first road win of the season. The Zips took care of the Bowling Green University Falcons 74-70 at the Stroh Center in Bowling Green, Ohio. For the season, the Zips have a 10-6 win-loss record and a 2-1 in the Mid-American Conference MAC play. Now, the Bowling Green Falcons are 8-8 with a 2-1 MAC record. Hunter had an impressive night. He went 7-9 from the field. He made all three of his field goals from inside the three-point line. Hunter, who came off the bench, also had a career night from deep, going 4-6 in 25 minutes on the floor. He sunk his only free throw of the night. The forward grabbed three rebounds, had a block, and a steal in the win. This was the second time Hunter scored in double figures. He posted 13 points back in December. He is averaging 6.6 points per game to go along with 2.8 rebounds per contest this season. He's done a nice job. He's worked his way into that rotation. And I think when it's all said and done, when we see this team play in March, especially in the MAC tournament, and possibly if they're making a run at the NCAA tournament, I think those numbers will be improved as well. I think he's going to garner more minutes, and he's going to become a real piece and a key in this rotation for Akron. So I'm glad to see that. Boxing news, major boxing show slated for May at the National Stadium. On Wednesday, the BBC, the Bahamas Boxing Commission, announced that after working diligently with Bahamian entertainment promoter Whitney Ferguson for 3 years, a blockbuster main event is scheduled for Saturday, May 13th, 2023, at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium inside the Queen Elizabeth Sports Center. According to the BBC chairman, Fred Starup, this is the finest indication of a revival of the sport we love so dearly in the last decade. I wish to heap praises on promoter Whitney Ferguson. He has demonstrated perseverance at the highest level. The calls made to me over the last 3 years and to BBC Secretary Calvin Green have been quite an amount. There were disappointing occasions when it seemed he would not be able to put a show together, but Ferguson pressed on. He networked through the commission with Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture Mario Boleg, U.S. boxing affiliates, and myself to get to this point. So there you go. The show is dubbed The Return of Drama in Paradise. Be headlined by a 10-round match featuring lightweights Cholsani Undojeni and Ladarius Miller. Other bouts scheduled are welterweights Layla McCarter of the USA taking on Claudia Andrea Lopez of Argentina. Heavyweight Justin Jones of the U.S. is going up against Saul Farraha of Bolivia. And Richard Lamontage of the USA is battling Esteban Hillman of Bolivia. All of these are 10-round fights. Also a featherweight bout on the match, on the card actually, Alexander Caceres of Mexico versus Kevin Lionel Acevedo of Argentina. So there's a full night of fights on there, man. There's one, two, three, four, five, over 10 fights, over a dozen fights on the card, man. So it's something you definitely need to go out and check out if you're a fan of boxing. And some good names on there, too. Some young and up-and-coming talent is on this card. All right? Now, I would say go out and support it. They've been trying to get boxing back in swing for a long time here. So you'll be hearing about it on the show leading up to May 23rd, because obviously, you know, we get all the persons involved in. Mr. Starp is a friend, so I'm sure we can line up a Zoom with Fred. And, of course, Whitney Ferguson, the promoter. I know Whitney, so we'll definitely have him on. But it's good to see boxing is returning to the 242 in one way, shape, or form. And also glad to see what's returning is local high school basketball. The GSSSA basketball gets underway today. All right? So after not being able to stage games for the past 2 years, one of the top high school sports leagues of the Government Secondary School Sports Association, GSSSA, will get its 2023 basketball regular season underway this afternoon at the Kendall G. L. Isaacs National Gymnasium and the C.I. Gibson Senior High School Gymnasium. President of the GSSSA, Varel Davis, said they are excited to finally be playing basketball again, despite having to push the start date from December to this month because of examinations. Action gets underway at 4, or got underway at 4 p.m. this afternoon, with senior high schools will play at the Kendall Isaacs Gym, and the junior national high schools will play at the C.I. Gibson Gym. The Doris Johnson Mystic Monarchs and the C.C. Sweden Cobras girls and boys teams will face each other, with the girls playing first, and the Mystic Monarchs boys are the defending champs. At the C.I. Gibson Gym, there will be 3 games in the junior high division. C.H. Reeves Raptors and the AFLD Tigers girls and boys teams will play the first 2 games, with the girls playing first. And the final game at C.I. Gibson will pit the T.A. Thompson Scorpions and the L.W. Young Eagles. So definitely go out and support. Glad to see basketball back in the high school level. And definitely should be an exciting season coming up. So we'll get to the first break. 5:20 p.m. is the time. On the flip side of the break, we'll be talking sports. We'll be going into the Who's In and Who's Out segment. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyrus. Was that Pearly that I heard zoom in?
Yes, I've been here a long time. I see you just gonna ignore me. Fine. Yeah.
No. I didn't know if you was doing the air fry thing. I don't know if your better half had you ironing and folding today and washing, because you've been cleaning all week. So I didn't know.
I clean one day.
Now you add that to the cooking, you got cleaning. And then after that, ironing.
No, I don't know about that.
But I do. So I'll teach you.
Okay.
You want to know the way to iron, Pearly?
Pearly, Pearly, listen. Bahamas, which you put them chains up to do it.
What's that?
I see. I believe you quietly through me trying to confess to the Bahamas with the MJs. Are you doing?
No, I was telling you I know how to iron. And then she made me iron. This is what I do. I put everything in the dryer on high heat for 7 minutes. And whap, have the hangers ready. And when you pull them out, boom. That's how that go. That's how that work, Pearly. You wrote that down?
That's what I do college.
Huh?
That's what I do all through college.
That's what you do now to impress your better half too? She ain't got to know.
No, she actually, she's clean. She that kind of stuff she not do well. I even ain't try that trick.
Anyway, sound like you made a negotiation, so I can leave that. So, Pearly.
She give one thing. Uh-huh.
Listen, we getting into who's in and who's out, brought to you by Tropical Gyros. And, of course, you know, Tropical Gyros got two great locations, Mackie and Rosetta, the flagship, and in the West by us, JFK, R&D, open until 8. So be sure to go support Chef Karma and get your Tropical Gyros on. But listen, Pearly, I got a word, two words for you. David Carr.
Uh-huh.
David Carr.
What about him?
I hear in rumors.
What about him?
He might be in Miami. I know, you know, they're trying to trade for him right now, but at the end of the day.
I've heard Tom Brady. I've heard Aaron Carr, David Carr, Aaron Rodgers. I've heard Tom Brady. And now him, Lamar Jackson.
No. Now, you know who just
the only one out of all them I'll accept is Lamar Jackson.
You know who happens to be close by, Pearly, and who could actually speak on Lamar Jackson? You know who rolling with Pops today? Stat Boy in the building.
Don't tell me. Don't tell me. Stat Boy in the house.
All right, I'm ready.
What's happening, dude? What you saying, dude?
I don't know, bro. I just want you to know Lamar is not going to the Dolphins. He'll be a Raven still. He will.
You don't foresee him going to Miami there, Sancho?
I'm hairy.
I mean, I hope it doesn't happen. If it does, it'd be devastating.
Then you'll become a Dolphin, right?
No, never. Never. What do you mean become a Dolphin?
Just a smart young man, you know, Pearly. He done learned from watching you and his grandpa who not to pull for.
I'd never be a Dolphin in my life.
You don't know what you're missing. You don't know what you're missing.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Listen. I don't see any of those happening. I don't see any of those happening. I think Baltimore will pay Lamar. I think Aaron Rodgers will retire. I think Tom Brady will retire. And I think David Carr, if he comes to the Dolphins, he'll come as the backup to Tua. That's simple and simple as that.
No, he wouldn't. He's way better than Tua.
In which lifetime?
This one. He's way better than Tua.
Now, why would you say he's better than Tua? I mean, come on now. He might be less concussed than Tua, but did you see the season David Carr had this year?
And
your point?
He's a horrible coach. I believe it's more of the coaching than it is Derek Carr. All right? He's not good, but he's better than Tua. He's better than Tua.
He's not better than Tua. No, he's not better than Tua.
Pearly, let me go on record now. And say we have to mark down a momentous occasion on this show. I'm going to agree with you on something Dolphin related. I believe concussion in Tua is still a better quarterback than David Carr. Sorry, than Derek Carr. But Derek,
I think David right behind you. Listen to me. A healthy
Derek
Tua
and David, the two of them Carr brothers.
A healthy Tua at the end of the day, not this year. I'm not saying this year. Once he's getting a couple of years on this side, he could be a top 10, top 5 quarterback in the NFL.
But, Pearly, what about now the concussion situation? 3 in 1 season, bro.
I say healthy. I did say healthy. And that's an issue that I'm very concerned about.
I think Carr ends up, to tell you the truth, he ends up with an AFC team. And if the New York Jets do not get Lamar Jackson, I think Carr is that quarterback.
He may end up in San Francisco. He could end up in Carolina.
That could be a possibility, Carolina as well, too. But apparently the organization was kind of happy with Sam Darnold over the last five games. Had a 96 quarterback rating, Pearly. Who would have thought of?
Yes, so he did play pretty well in the last couple games of the season, but that's going to be an aberration.
I don't know, Pearly. I think maybe the change of scenery for Donald out of New York and being in an environment like Carolina with a strong running game, he might be able to have a good career there. middle of the road, nothing spectacular, but decent career. You know, Carr's got some issues. You know, Carr had a ton of interceptions this year. Carr didn't look like himself. I agree with Sancho to the point that I think it's a McDaniel thing. It was hard for him to get that system really quick after being in a system that he was comfortable with for a long period of time. I think there was extra pressure added. He recruited Davante Adams. Davante got there. He put up his numbers, but the team wasn't winning. And I think the team checked out on Carr, and the defense especially checked out after week three when they all blew 17-point leads. There was a lot of finger-pointing, offense and defense, defense and offense.
I agree.
So my option for the Raiders at quarterback, after my Cowboys beat them on Monday night, Brady will not retire. Brady might go to Vegas. And look what's there for him, Purdy. A running back who they could franchise on Josh Jacobs. And you've had him in fantasy, and he was good to you, so you know how well he played this year. You also got two decent tight ends in the recently signed Waller to the long-term contract. Moreau is definitely a good second tight end there. You got Davante Adams. You got Hunter Renfrow coming off the injury who could be your slot receiver. And you got Hollis on the other side. So offensively, he's got the pieces, and the line of the Raiders is not that bad. So Brady playing for McDaniel with the familiarity that's there is definitely an option for the Raiders in my book. And people should keep an eye on that. Real talk.
I gotcha. I agree.
Now the Jets, they're a team that's done on Zach Wilson. And they may be all in on this Lamar Jackson sweepstakes, but Baltimore's made it abundantly clear they're going to franchise him. So there's going to be some options for a quarterback in New York. I'm even hearing rumblings in Los Angeles that McVay is actually a fan of Baker Mayfield. He says he could get Baker's head right.
He would be leaving the Rams. McVay would be leaving the Rams.
No, he's genuine in that sentiment. I'm thinking maybe
and bringing Baker to L.A.
Remember, Baker's already in L.A. When the Carolina Panthers cut him, the Rams picked him up.
Yes, yes.
He won two of the last three games for the Rams.
Yes.
Cam Akers kind of blew up. So I don't know if McVay has like some sort of reclamation project in his mind with these two talented athletes. Or if he thinks
there's a talk that McVay may not come back. The pressures of all the injuries and the losing has put a toll on him. He may decide to go in the booth.
He said in one breath that he doesn't want to face a rebuild, but in the other breath, he said he's not ready to get to the booth yet.
Yeah. Well, let's see what happens.
But speaking of coaches, Sean Payton seems to be the most luckiest man in the NFL. He's going to be
the Dallas Cowboys new head coach after Monday when it all fire. Purdy, he's going to be a new head coach.
Listen to me. If that is a guarantee, if we lose, like you
when
say,
you lose,
that could take me through the whole offseason.
Yeah, don't you sign him, it would really be a little like, yeah, I understand, yeah.
I could watch him build and implement and put what he needs to put on that team. I'd love to see what he could do with Dak Prescott. I'd love to see what he'd do with a Tony Pollard.
CeeDee Lamb would catch
a ton of balls. But
I was hoping Peter would be here, to help me with this, but I have a question to ask you. Dak Prescott, based on today, this season, a top 10 quarterback in the NFL?
Based on this season? No.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Based on career, overall body of work? Yes.
All right.
But I can't say today that he's top 10. Not with the interceptions going on. not with one 300-yard passing game, even though it's against the Eagles.
I know for radio and publicly you're saying we can beat Tampa Bay, but I want to honest and say, are you concerned about this game?
I am concerned about if the Cowboys buy in to the clickbait and the narratives that's been put out there, like how they bought in last year against San Francisco. Dallas need to take a step back, exhale, and lean on some of those leaders in the locker room who've been saying the right things. And collectively come together, leave it all on the field, win, lose, or draw, but put your best effort forward. At least leave the fans to say they came out and they played their behind off. Don't leave us disappointed and disgruntled and disillusioned like years past in the first round. Or hoping that in 14 seconds we could get down the field to spike the ball and set up a play. No. Don't be in that position.
According to Mahomes, 13 seconds, 14 seconds, long time.
That's Mahomes. And since you want to talk about...
Can I 13 seconds, Brady?
Hold on.
For a minute.
1 second. And if you're going to bring up 13 seconds, then remember Ken Stabler in the Orange Bowl against the Dolphins, he know what to do with 13 seconds too.
Really, Naughty? You really had to go there, Naughty? You really had to go there? Sometimes you could be really petty. You should join the Bahamas Defense Force and become a petty officer.
Okay. Hook me up.
Now, I want to switch sports for a minute.
I know you were who's in and who's out. He was Abel Saltman.
We talking about who's in and who's out. Something happened today, or yesterday really, that makes me believe that Jazz Chisholm could now be the new starting shortstop for the Miami Marlins as Miguel Rojas is now a Dodger.
Brady, I was about to ask you this before the break, but yeah, I see that. Y'all couldn't get Judge. Y'all couldn't get nobody. So y'all got Miguelito Rojas from Hialeah.
No, his role is he's the utility. He's not the starting shortstop. I mean, he can win the job. We didn't sign him as the Jaime Alberto. We had the black guy who used to be the cheerleader and off the bench.
Right.
But he's coming there to be the utility because he can play first. He can play short. He can play second. He can play second. He can play short. He can play the outfield.
And he got a pretty decent bat, you know, Pearly. In all fairness, Rojas got a decent bat.
Oh, he does. No, actually. He has a great glove. His bat is suspect. But when he's slumping, his glove doesn't slump. He's probably one of the better defensive shortstop in the game.
I would agree with you on the bat portion up until last season. But last season, especially when Jazz went down, if you go back and look, Rojas was one of their better hitters.
Yeah, he did at the end of the season. Yeah, he did.
And but his overall body works as a hitter. That works out well because in L.A., you get pitches to hit with that lineup. You get pitches to hit.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to see.
And then the Dodgers outright cut Trevor Bauer. They released Trevor Bauer today.
Okay. How you that?
I have mixed emotions on that. In one light, there's nothing been proven against him, and he's not been charged with a crime.
Right.
But we're kicking him out the league. Be kicking him out, and then it's gonna be hard for a team to sign him. It's gonna be interesting to see who signed him. He probably out of New York. Mets.
Didn't he have some issues though, Pearly?
Yeah, he has issues. He has issues in terms of he like it rough. So
you talk about
the bottom line is he would have been a distraction to the team. He would have been a distraction to the team. Half the fan base don't want him. Half the boosters or whatever you call them don't want him.
And half the
locker room don't want him.
That's what the issues I'm referring to. Not his, life choices.
Oh yeah, yeah. You mean okay? But you know, wow. There's some players in the locker room saying, okay, bring him back. You know, you paid to do it. You've been through that, blah blah blah. And others saying, don't bring this dude around us. He can be a distraction to the locker room. It's gonna be a distraction to the team. We can be answering questions on that too much in April, May, and June. And probably if we make it to October, they can make it an issue. If he gets in any problems through the season, we're gonna look bad. Best to cut ties, go, and let's move on. I hate to lose the arm, but you know, sometimes you gotta make decisions that is. politically correct.
Here's one that may be on the move, Purdy, that we've talked about on this show a lot. And, you know, I'd hate to see him move on from the Kansas City Royals because they put so much into him. But I think Mondesi is going to be on the move to the Red Sox.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And if he stays healthy, that's a great move for the Red Sox.
Kansas City is a breeding ground for a Major League Baseball. Man, they groom you. Then time to get paid, they had to move on because then they can't pay him.
Small market team.
Yep.
And that's why they have to win while there's on the cheap contracts, because they know when that window closes, none of them coming back.
Or one or two, but not many.
All right, Pearly, let's get to the first break. On the flip side of the break, we got some games to look at. Bevy of games on in the NBA tonight. So we'll do our pro picks coming up, brought to you by the Island Game. And we'll chop it up some more before, you know, we get down the final stretch. And of course, you know, we got NFL picks to do as well. But we'll do them tomorrow, Pearly. You know what I mean?
All right. Yeah.
From the studio.
Good time.
So we'll take the first break right now.
I'm still analyzing what the hell Skylar Thompson can bring to the Dolphins. But anyway.
You better take the Cowboys in a -2.5 and win some money with the Island Game. That's all I can tell you.
I looking to do the whole parlay and I trying to figure that's why Latorn the same couple of them games.
What you cooking Monday night in the air fryer?
I looking at doing some little I seen some stuff on TikTok, some little ordering stuff I think it was drying for 3 or 4 of them.
What? Excuse me. Don't come on this show proper. Don't come on this show trying to show your sock education by saying hors d'oeuvres, trying to talk proper. You know the correct pronunciation of that word.
Yeah, I can have the horse there.
Hortivores. Hortivores.
Listen, I know that you set my hip up. You set me up to get
I set you up. Nothing else to set up. But yeah, you need.
It ain't me. I said it properly. I didn't even go there. Naughty went there. That record reflect. Naughty went there.
You know how to make them though.
Yeah, man.
I got a good recipe with some Ritz crackers. You figure out we can come out of the fryer on the Ritz crackers, and we'll have some hors d'oeuvres, or hors d'oeuvres, or whatever we call them.
Okay. I want to do devil eggs so bad, but I really refuse to pay $9 for a dozen eggs.
Yeah, you should get you a chicken and grow your own.
I've been trying to teach two chicken over the woman's yard. Now I'm going to put my yard so they can lay some eggs and they get run by the dogs.
Right now, if you try to teach a chicken out of a woman's yard and chipping out, they can try. Go to the break, Mr. Producer, before Earl get charged for Santeria.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Kick off the holiday season with Dunkin's 3 delicious signature lattes made with rich espresso and topped with whipped cream. Sip a Dunkin' peppermint mocha latte with mocha and peppermint, or try a toasted white chocolate latte with creamy white chocolate flavor. The new Dunkin' brown sugar cookie latte features notes of sweet brown sugar and holiday spices. Hurry in today. The Dunkin' holiday lattes are only in town for the holiday season. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
Cancer, my family, didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Is your 2023 goal to move into your own home? Well, future homeowner, enjoy another payday. Build or buy a home with financing from CIBC First Caribbean, and you'll receive cash back every month for 1 year. A home is one of your greatest investments, so secure one soon. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/homeowners payday for more info. Offer valid from January 9 through to March 31, 2023. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to be the MVP of the party for the big game this year? And win cash? Just take your favorite Frito-Lay chips, Cheetos, or Tostitos and salsa to the party, and you will be the MVP. Have a chance to win cash. All you have to do is purchase any large Frito-Lay chips, Tostitos, salsa, or Cheetos from participating grocery stores. Think you can throw the football? Come and play the throw and win game this Saturday, January 14th, 1 to 3 p.m. at Extra Value Nassau Village. Just throw the football through the uprights to win instant prizes. Frito-Lay chips distributed by Island Wholesale.
Julio cast, last, now everybody go to breakfast.
Shiloh. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And the Thursday, January 12th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. 5:42 p.m. is the time. Purdy, we got the pick. And don't forget, on the final 10 today, our boy Colin Cowherd with his NFL breakdown of the Wild Card Weekend.
The
so
herd.
We're going to hear from Colin today on the radio.
The herd.
Huh?
The herd.
The herd.
I like to call
listen,
the herd.
One thing I like about the herd, Colin don't freak out on his co-host. Like Skip.
Skip? Skip is a J.
Hold on. I know you won't hear it, Pearly. And because you're my boy, I'll go ahead and do it. Skip. Come on, Skip. Skip. You know what we say in the South, Skip. When teeth teeth from teeth, God smiles, Skip. What? Hey, listen.
So
I reckon I'm
Shannon. Are they back together? Are they
all
right now? Or
no.
But
listen. They worked it out, obviously, for the ratings. And do you know, Pearly, that those 2 days that they had incidents on the show, the day of and the next day, ratings went up 68%?
Well, they are all on out there. Let's try that, buddy.
I think if they got a good enough producer, he probably put him and say, "You're on to something here. You're on to something."
Who's going to do the tweet? You're going to do the tweet, and you're going to do the tweet. I'm going to give you help.
Personally, Pearly, I think that Club Shay Shay, the podcast that Shannon Sharp has really blossomed, has really blown up online to the point where he has like the who's who of NBA athletes, the who's who of NFL athletes. Now he's got celebrities. He's got, you know, Snoop was on the other night. Listen, Shannon's got that likability to do his own show and be really, really huge at it. Do it really, really well and be huge and blow up and be a monster in the game. He's more refreshing at this, and he could bring it like Stephen A. With the back and forth, you know?
Yeah.
So that's get the kinda, final 10 for the day, Colin Cowherd. But let's look at these games tonight, Pearly, in the NBA. And remember, you can always play them and win with the Island Game. Simply log on to theislandgame.com. Check out the sports book, The Best in All the Land. Play responsibly. Pick the parlay of your choice. Numerous ways to play and win. But the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. All right, Pearly, we got one, two, three, four, five, six big ones in the NBA tonight. 7 p.m., you got the Thunder and the 76ers. You know what? Give me the 76ers in this one.
76ers at home. They fully loaded.
Now, when the season first started, this matchup didn't look like it was going to be significant at all. But a 7:30 tip-off tonight, you got the 30-12 Boston Celtics taking on the 27-13 New Jersey Nets. Who just seem to be winning every chance they get.
Durant is out. KD's out for a month. That ain't no game.
So you're going to say that Celtics are going to win that one tonight?
The Celtics are going to beat them by more than 2 points, too. I'll take the Celtics and the points.
All right, 7:30 tap. You got the Bucks at 27-14 taking on the Miami Heat, 22-20 in Miami. Miami on the back of a back-to-back. I like Milwaukee in this one.
I like Milwaukee. Let me see who's out first before I make a decision on this.
I don't think.
The Greek Freak is out. And Middleton out. But Hero's out. Hero's out. Lowry is out. I get a Heat this one.
Yeah, we got to go with the Heat at home. Banked on those injuries. Based on those injuries. You got to go with the Heat. The Hornets and the Raptors in Toronto. Toronto usually beats mediocre teams in Toronto. I like them to win tonight.
I get it.
And I'm keeping my eye on Fred VanVleet because I hear there's a potential Fred VanVleet trade in the works, and the Lakers are high on that list.
Yeah? That's interesting.
He would bring a lot to the table, Pearly, as far as floor spacing, ball handling, and three-point shooting.
He's not flashy. He's not this, but he just plays ball. I like his game.
Now, Texter, I got to check that. You know, I'm big on social media, and I like to follow certain contributors, but I'm no
what
huge...
What did the Texter say?
Internet contributor Charleston White has passed away. And, you know, Charleston's been quite controversial in the rap world and in the hip-hop community. And, you know, I guess this was based, you know, from what we've talked about before in previous episodes in the 4 o'clock hour. So I guess somebody chime in and have a look at that. Because, you know, our listeners, but, you know, if they want some information, they can get us right away. Forget if we're talking sports. Good. I don't know if Charleston White. Anyway, up against tonight, buddy. I like the Raptors in Toronto and the Cavaliers against the Trailblazers. I like the Cavaliers to win that game. Mitchell and the Trailblazers starting to play some good ball.
Yeah, I like the Cavaliers.
So, if I were you, in the last game, the Mavs and the Lakers. But, you know, we already know who could win that one.
If LeBron plays?
Yeah, LeBron. LeBron.
I'll take the Lakers and the points.
You take the Lakers and the points?
Yeah.
I got fun with you. I could take Luka and the Mavs and later points.
Okay. All right.
All right. Anyhow,
call you
Pearly, we've reached that time. We got to get to the second break. And, you know, on the flip side of the break, Colin Cowherd taking us home today. It's your break now. AFC and NFC. So you have anything to say before we get out of here, Pearly?
Sock is the best. That's it.
Hey, I hope she make you dust in the corners today for that.
I got to cook something, man.
All right, you grab me some donuts. And, of course, we'll wrap things up here. Appreciate you, as always, Pearly. Have a great Thursday.
Take care.
We'll talk again tomorrow. Get everybody ready for the NFL weekend and the NFL playoff.
Take care.
All right, be safe. And for everybody who chimed in today, great stuff. Pick up to my crew out here at Dunkin' East Street South and my whole Dunkin' Donuts fam. My super producer, the Waldorf Astoria on location, Big Wally in the building. And good luck to your Dolphins this weekend, Wally.
The people at Duncan love me. If they love me like you say they love me, you should drop something on your way home.
I could drop something on the way home for you. I'll drop you a mop and a broom to complete your cleaning arsenal. How about that?
Dolphins suck every time. Instead of shouting out your car, Dolphins suck every time and encouraging your sons to do that, drop something here. That's that boy. Make sure you stop and drop something.
All right. And before we go to the break, Pearly, just so you know, we don't have to do it passing the crib today. We could do it right here. I can let him take us to the break. You all tell your Uncle Pearly what you think of your Dolphins. And don't grace. 1, 2, 3.
Pearly, the Dolphins suck, man.
You thought I wouldn't get your way. Dolphins suck!
There you go. Pearly, your nephews love you. Let's go to the break.
Even though you have them delusional, I still love them. But don't worry, Stan Boy will be a Dolphin next year with the Markham.
Kick off the holiday season with Dunkin's 3 delicious signature lattes made with rich espresso and topped with whipped cream. Sip a Dunkin' peppermint mocha latte with mocha and peppermint, or try a toasted white chocolate latte with creamy white chocolate flavor. The new Dunkin' brown sugar features notes of sweet brown sugar and holiday spices. Hurry in today. The Dunkin' holiday lattes are only in town for the holiday season. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Here we go.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the test. Always. You're always covering me. J.S.J.
Play with Island Games,
we making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games,
we paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market, you get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gon' make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Bank with Fidelity, it's good for you and me. It means a lot to own a lot in paradise. We have beautiful islands for you to choose. Come and get advice to live in paradise. Lot loans with Fidelity, we're good for you.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's you. The KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger licking good.
Last,
everybody go talk breakfast.
Shiloh.
Herd Hierarchy.
Time is now. Let's go.
The top 10 NFL teams according to Colin. Number 10.
By an inch over the Steelers, the Minnesota Vikings. Their defense is gross, and I think they're going to lose to the New York Giants, but they're on a 7-game. No, they're not. I got the wrong thing here. Only team to win 13-plus games with a negative point differential. Defense is awful, but they've had 8 game-winning drives. That's a thing. It is important. I just don't trust this team. I think the Vikings are going to face the well-rested Giants, and it's going to be very uncomfortable. Giants have gotten some pretty good protection for Daniel Jones, who's now running the football. So I'll put the Vikings in by an inch over the Steelers at number 10.
Number 9.
But I think the well-rested Giants beat the Vikings. 8-4-1 in one possession games. And what Brian Daboll's done has elected to use Daniel Jones' legs as well as his arm. Daniel Jones, only the 13th player in league history to have 3,000-plus passing yards and 700-plus rushing yards. They've got a very good pass rush. I think it will unravel to some degree Kirk Cousins. I have the Giants one spot ahead, and I love their coach, over the Vikings at 9.
Number 8.
Chargers at 8. I don't know if I like them. If Mike Williams doesn't play, their rushing defense, like the Vikings, is an issue. Herbert can often be sitting on the sidelines watching a game back. But Justin Herbert, through 3 seasons, with a lot of coaching question marks, has the most passing yards and most total touchdowns by any player in league history. They don't have an identity. What they have is a remarkable talent at quarterback. I worry about them against Jacksonville if Mike Williams isn't around.
Number 7.
The Cowboys, great individual players. I'm not sure they have a unit that's great. The only team, though, to rank top 5 in scoring offense and scoring defense. And again, they've got individual stars. 4 of the Cowboys' 5 losses, it should be noted, have been on the road. So when they're forced to be uncomfortable, they don't play great. Dax had an interception, seven straight games with at least one plus interception. It worries me. And the reason that's happening is because when they can't run the ball effectively, 4.5, 5 yards a carry, they rely on Dak to throw over 35, 36 times, and his career record plummets. They have a formula to win. Cowboys at 7.
Number 6.
I really like the Jaguars. I've liked them a lot for a while. Second, for a young team, they take advantage of things given to them. Trevor Lawrence, since week 9, leads the NFL in passer rating. They're on a 5-game winning streak. Let's be honest about this team. They're not going to win the Super Bowl, but they're kind of a year ahead of schedule. They won their division. We thought this was the Colts division or the Titans division. Here they come. So a loose team with a gunslinger at quarterback, a Super Bowl winning coach. They get a playoff game at home against the Chargers, who are a little banged up. Jacksonville at number 6.
Number 5.
If Lane Johnson was playing at right tackle, I'd have him higher, but I'll put Philadelphia at 5 for now. I do worry. Jalen Hurts banged up. Lane Johnson banged up. Josh Sweat banged up in the D-line. They've just got a lot of injuries. They didn't have any. And what is happening now, this team in the last 9 games has turned it over 16 times. You remember the first 8 games? They never turned it over. So now they're turning it over, and now they're beat up. They're not the same team they were in mid-October, but out of respect, because I do think they have assembled a lot of talent. Second most talent at 5.
Number 4.
I put Buffalo at 4. Again, what concerns me, Brian Daboll leaves and Josh Allen is back to making too many mistakes. This team had 27 giveaways this year. Only the Colts and the Texans had more, and they were awful at quarterback. And Josh Allen had 19 giveaways and 5 red zone interceptions. So we saw what Brian Daboll did to elevate Daniel Jones. I think Josh Allen misses him in the red zone. He's making too many mistakes. The margins are tight in the playoffs, and I think a red zone mistake will undo this team in January or early February.
Number 3.
The Niners. A rookie quarterback's never led a team to a Super Bowl appearance in NFL history. That's what it says here. So, I mean, they're the most talented team. 10-game winning streak. Number 1 scoring offense. Since Brock Purdy took over, they lead in point differential. I think he's... I don't know if he's a starter. He's playing well now. I don't know exactly what he is. Here's what I know. Every unit has a Pro Bowler. Every single unit. Not the Chiefs can't say that. The Bills can't say that. The Bengals can't say that. This team is talent-stacked. And Deebo Samuel, resting, getting healthy, they'll add that dimension soon.
Number 2.
Kansas City. Listen, their 3 losses are by a total of 10 points. They're situationally great. They're clever. They made everybody mad doing Ring Around the Rosie. There's a lot to like about him. Their defense, it was Spags. It depends on the matchup. I do think the greatest stat in professional football in America now is that Mahomes is now 16-0 on the road against divisional opponents. That's the craziest thing in the world. That's the craziest stat in football. And what I like is they didn't have a 1,000-yard rusher and they didn't have a 1,000-yard receiver. Yet they led the NFL in scoring. So we told you that going into the season, they would score differently without Tyreek Hill. They wouldn't be as singularly dependent, but we told you they'll still be productive. It'll just look different, and it has.
Number 1.
By an inch, Cincinnati. I do think they match up with Kansas City well, but whereas their defense, 9 takeaways, is playing well, suddenly since week 15, they can't rush the football because their old line's banged up. So they're becoming a little dependent on Burrow, which worries me. They were a two-headed running back machine earlier in the year. Remember, Mixon got hurt, didn't flinch. They've become a little Burrow dependent. I worry about the erosion of their run game. Averaging 60 yards running over the last 3 games concerns me, not just a little. That's what worries me about Buffalo. They bail on the run game.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.